I'm Steve Norman, VOA English News. Reporter Heather Murdoch is in Alexandria, Egypt, where anti-Mubarak demonstrations have been similar to the ones in Cairo's Tahrir Square. She tells me it appears that the protesters are no longer speaking with one voice, as they have been in recent days.
People are fighting on the streets. People are arguing about whether or not they agree with what has become this great cause. And now a lot of people are saying they don't agree. Other people are saying that the pro-Mubarak supporters are a plot by the government. Some people think maybe they're paid or coerced to support Mubarak, to start fights in order to give the police a legitimate reason to break into the protests or delegitimize the protests in the eyes of the international community by making it look like these protests are mobs and not peaceful protests. Of course, this is just what activists against Mubarak are saying.
And we've heard reports out of Cairo that a number of people, protesters, have been injured in Tahrir Square, for instance. Are you seeing any of that there?
I haven't seen any actual injuries. The Minister of Health was just on local television here saying that 255 people were injured in Tahrir Square. But we have no reports of anything happening here. There's also a very strong presence of the local vigilante groups, I guess they're calling them, that have popped up in Alexandria and Cairo. So just about every block, every city block, there's another checkpoint. So it is possible that the city will remain quiet, although things feel very volatile.
And what about security? Is that being provided by police, by military, by whom?
There's some military on the street, a few police officers. I haven't seen many. Most of the security is being done by local people carrying clubs, knives, whatever they can. The house, I'm staying in an Egyptian household, and the men who live here take turns going out into the street watching the neighborhood. And the checkpoints are actually mostly local people. They're not police officers or army, and they're not working because of the protests. The city's pretty much just completely shut down.
We've heard that the internet is up and going again, and I would assume that that's affecting the distribution of information in social media. Are you aware that there is a lot of communication between protesters in Alexandria and those in Cairo?
Since the internet went down, people have been communicating, with the exception of the first day, through text messages and cell phones. And there is communication between Cairo and Alexandria through that. In terms of the internet connections, I'm not sure how that's playing out because it just came back on. Our connection here is so slow, I was only able to open my email once. The amount of communication between protesters, though, is very high. I mean, people are telling me, like young people are telling me, that the way they know about protesters is if one person goes, they call everyone they know, and everyone they know calls everyone they know. And that's usually remains kind of local. But what's happening to me is that the protests themselves are becoming very similar, and it's not even necessary that there is communication. When the fights broke out against the police on Friday, the people in Alexandria are telling me it was because the police attacked the protesters, which is what the same thing the people in Cairo told me last weekend, not necessarily because the Cairo people said that they were being attacked. And the fights that broke out here today were because there's now a new element in the protests, as was in Tahrir Square.
That is reporter Heather Murdoch in Alexandria, Egypt. I'm Steve Norman, VOA English News in Washington.